98.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. Stand. But I'd rather live right stand. Than in hell lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Stand. Yeah. Stand. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
That's right, my friend. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. And be counted among them that shall reign with him. This is Moments of Inspiration. Perfecting the Saints right here on your Real Love Station, KAYT. 88.1 FM. I'm your host, along with my beautiful wife of 27 years.
Minister Mildred Townsend. Minister Mildred Townsend, I know who I is.
I kind of felt I kind of got me concerned there. You kind of you kind of hesitated there, like you had to think about that, huh?
Yes, yes.
No, don't let that Alzheimer's get up on you now.
Oh, no.
No, I know you were carried away in thought, but nevertheless, we thank and praise God. For those of you that have been tuning in, we thank and praise God for you. Again, we want to remind you that Moments of Inspiration is a well-rounded radio broadcast ministry that is especially formulated to minister to the whole man. And we pray by the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that the things that we share with you are life-changing, that they will bring transformation and that they will bring power to your life. The Bible says you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost comes upon you. I know that many people, amen, are trying to attribute fantastic things to life, amen. And yeah, and the truth be told, all it takes is a positive mental attitude to achieve things in life, amen. You can have riches, you can have glory, you can have all of that. For Satan even told Jesus in the wilderness, he said, look, all this, he showed him all the kingdoms of the world and all the splendor and glory thereof. And he said, all this will I give to you. Listen to how he said that. I'll give this to you. And if we're not careful, we got to be mindful of who we're receiving, what we're receiving from. One thing about it, when the Lord giveth, the Bible tells us that the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and they add no sorrow behind it. Amen. But we'll get into that just a little bit later on. Minister Mildred, we had scripture and prayer. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Therefore said he unto St. Luke. 2:10-2. Praise God. Lord, bless us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Sort of sleepy, really I am. But nevertheless, I thank and praise God. Amen. For the scripture today, Luke 10:2. Say, therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray you therefore, the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor strip nor shoes, and salute no man. By the way, amen. I read you Luke 10:2-4. Heavenly Father, we just thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God, we come to you thanking you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
glory.
You for this blessed day that to your holy name. Us to be
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Living.
Thank
amen.
You, Lord.
Amen. As my husband, and one reason why I was a little hesitant, he was just saying that the minister just left here on his way to two funerals, not one, but two. And they let us know today, we're blessed, y'all.
Yes,
to be
Lord
in the land
Jesus.
Of the living. We're blessed.
Yes, Lord.
Highly favored of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the least we can do is praise him and
hallelujah.
Thank him for what he's
thank
doing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
Lord,
you, Lord,
we thank you because you're mighty.
Oh,
you
yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you because there's nobody like
hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah. Thank
Lord,
you, Lord Jesus.
Lord, we give you glory and praise. And we don't take you
thank
for
you, Lord
for
Jesus.
Not a second, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Not one second.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
glory.
We give you praise and thanks.
Bless thy holy name, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for all things.
Thank you,
today.
Jesus.
We thank you for this day. We
thank
you for
Lord.
Just being in the land of the living.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord,
Jesus.
God, we ask you to look on your people everywhere. God,
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
The whole wide world in
thank
your
you, Lord.
Hand.
Hallelujah.
Because it's in your hand, Lord, you're able to do above all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, glory to God that we can't even do, Lord God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Think, Lord, because we know that we can depend on you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to look on the people in the nursing homes. Lord, the people that nobody even seems to care.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, even
thank
the
you,
ones
Lord.
That's locally that we would go out and do. I know a lot of time, Lord, we ask you to do this and do that, but you've given us the power to go forth
yes,
to do
Lord.
These things.
Hallelujah.
So, Lord, let us be obedient and do the things that you've called us to do.
Oh,
in
yes,
time.
Lord. Thank you,
in
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
In the name
Father,
of Jesus.
Father, we forever give your name the praise.
Thank you, Lord.
And the glory. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Brothers and sisters, we truly count it a privilege as well as an honor to be with you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. Bishop Townsend, why can you say it's a beautiful day? I'm laying up here with cancer in my body. I've got lupus and I've got all type of heart failure. But you know what? The Bible says everything that God did, it was good. Amen. But you know what? Our sins have separated us from the things of God. And you know what? It's just that simple. Amen. If sin separates us, righteousness brings us back into good fellowship with him.
Yes.
Amen. It's just like when you're driving up the road. Amen. When you get off the, you know, you might have a flat tire.
Yes.
And you have to pull off the road for an extended period of time. But in order to get back in the race, you got to get back on the road.
Come on now.
You can't travel in the gravel. See, sometimes we're still trying to travel in the gravel. That's why we're not getting where we're trying to get to.
Slow.
The ride's going to be bumpy.
Come on
but
now.
You know what? When we get back on the smooth pavement of the things of Jesus Christ, then we'll find that, you know what? It's going to be smooth sailing again.
Yes.
But if you're trying to travel in the gravel, then you know what? You're in for a bumpy ride. Amen. You're in for a bumpy ride. And not to say, if you're traveling the gravel, you might run across some roadkill. If you ride up and down the highways, you see dead armadillos and you see dead deers and dead dogs right there on the side of the gravel. So what we have to do is, amen, when we sometimes miss the mark, we got to get back in good standing with the Lord. Praise be to God. That's what it's going to take. And we've got to be realistic about it. Amen. The Lord has given us everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Amen. And you know what? There's a saying that go like this. If you don't use it, you're going to do what, Minister Mildred?
You're going to lose it.
If you don't use the muscles God gave you, you're going to lose it. If you don't use, amen, the finances God give you in a productive way, you're going to lose them. That's the only difference between a successful man and an unsuccessful man. Their thinking is the same way. You can give a man $1 million, and if he's dollar-minded, he'll be broke in no time.
Oh, yes.
There's
Lord.
Too many stories to prove what Bishop Townsend is saying, the solidity of that. But take a man that's rich in mind and give him a dollar, and in no time he'll be wealthy all over again. Why? His mind frame, his set. He's committed in his mind, and that's what we're going to be speaking about today. Amen. Commitment unto the Lord. In the times in which that we are living in, men are committed to everything but God. They're committed to their church. They're committed to their organizations. They're committed to their pastors. They're committed, amen, to all type of auxiliaries. But when it comes to be committed to the Lord, amen, that has become a secondhand fashion, so to speak. But I tell you what, amen, we're throwing a high five to God's Church of Alexandria and Apostle Sheila Waddy and the congregation. Went out there last night, Minister Mildred, and I tell you what, we had a treat in the Lord there. Amen. Truly the Spirit of God met us in that place, amen, and we were able to share in the Word of God with that conference, leaving the buzzards and flying with the eagles.
Yes.
And what I understand, amen, I'm still giving that invitation to the brothers and sisters out there, amen. We went on last night. I'm inviting you to go back again tonight. Amen. They're going to have another dynamic man of God there that's going to be there. Amen. And I tell you what, I don't have the information before me, but I know he's from Monroe, Louisiana, and he's going to be there sharing also in the Word of God. But I tell you what, the Lord met us there. We shared in the Word of God, and God's people were truly illuminated. Amen. Many of them said, I've learned things that I didn't know. See, it just goes to show you the only way that you can be teachable, you must be reachable.
Well,
doesn't matter about the title, the ecclesiastical title that you hold. It doesn't matter what prestigious position you hold in the organization. Amen. God always wants us to better our best. That goes for you too, Bishop Townsend. Yes, that's right. Just because you have the ecclesiastical title of bishop behind your name does not mean that you cannot be taught something, Bishop Townsend. So, amen, God uses us all to work together for the betterment of the body of Christ. And Minister Mill, did I tell you what? The Holy Ghost was moving up in there. Yokes were being broken. Yokes were being destroyed on young people as well as older people. Amen. And the word of God that God shared with us to share with God's people was nothing short of miraculous and illuminating. Amen. Amen. I had been fasting and praying and seeking God's counsel. And I tell you what, God truly met us in that place. So we're throwing a high five to God's Church of Alexandria, Apostle Sheila Waddy, and the congregation there. Amen. We just thank and praise God. And again, I want to let all of God's people know Bishop Townsend is available. I'm not restricted to domination. I'm not restricted to organization. I'm not restricted. Amen. And I know, unfortunately, yes, we have titles behind our church buildings. Amen. But when it's all said and done, I am what Jesus was. If Jesus was Baptist, then I'm Baptist. If he was apostolic, then I'm apostolic. If Jesus was Lutheran, then I'm Lutheran. If he was Methodist, but whatever Jesus was, Minister Mildred, that's what I am.
That's what I am too, Bishop.
Amen. I will not let a denominational title put me in a box. I refuse to do it. Amen. Mm-hmm. The God that we serve and the Jesus, amen, that instituted salvation and gave his life is bigger than a denomination. And I can understand why some people say that their churches are non-denominational, because all it does is reap restrictions. Amen. And those of us that are ignorantly functioning in denominational titles keeps us being restricted from our brothers and sisters. You know, it's just like in a family. You know, children come in all shapes, sizes, and colors, Minister Mildred. And it would be just like, you know what, in my family, me and you black, but we got a light-skinned sister, so we going to be prejudiced against her because she's not the same color as we are.
And Bishop, that's what's got the body of Christ, even today, that's what's got us like a division, because many times, you know, we want to put God in a box, and, uh-huh. and God ain't gonna be in a box. Let's just
no.
be real. You
no.
know, he's too bigger than that. You know, in a minute I'm gonna tell you, I've been a Baptist all of my life. I've been this and this.
I've been
all,
a Lutheran.
Lutheran.
I've been a Muslim
Methodist
all my life. I've been a
you
Hindu
know?
All my life.
And
amen.
It's not
I've
about
been a
that.
Taoist. You know what? Hey, I've been spiritualist all my life.
It's not about that. It's
no,
about
it's not.
Jesus Christ. He's got to be bigger than your denomination.
Amen.
Amen. And we just bless God knowing that it's about Christ. And we want to put the spotlight back on Jesus. Amen.
Well, that's what we're talking about today, Minister Mildred, in the arena of commitment. And I thank God for even the conference title that God gave Apostle Waddy, and it was talking about leaving the buzzards and flying with the eagles. And you know what? We kind of shared on that yesterday. And, you know, sometimes the buzzards ain't the people we hang around. Mm. Sometimes the buzzards are the sinful nature that we entertain in our own mind, the excuses that we make not to go beyond the valley of the shadows of death and make our way to the mountaintop.
Powerful.
Amen. You know, we've got to go beyond struggling in the valleys of the shadows. Amen. You know, some people, amen, think that being poor and destitute, not only in the physiological, is pleasing to God. Some of us think that God wants us to struggle all of our life.
No.
Amen. But you know what? Serving God is just like, amen, and here's what we do to bring it back to the realization of what it's really about. Those of us that drive cars, those of us that have houses, those of us that have businesses, and whatever it is that we do in the physical realm, the same thing applies in the spiritual realm.
That's right.
What do you mean, Bishop Townsend? Well, those of us that love to come across the radio, those of us that love to come across the television, those of us that love, amen, to come across the internet or whatever vehicle that we use to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ, in order for us to do this, watch this, consistently, we got to commit. We've got to commit to the contract that we made. And the only way that we're going to continuously come, we got to keep the bill up to par. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right? Because if we don't pay the bill, we won't come across the air. Amen. If we don't pay the bill, the lights won't stay on at the radio station. if we don't pay the bill, this microphone will be cut off right in the middle of me delivering the message that I'm trying to share with you. What are you saying, Bishop Townsend? I'm simply saying that in order for the message to be brought across, we got to commit. Now, if we can commit to the radio station to pay the bill, why can't we commit to the commandments of keeping God's commandments? Why do we make an excuse?
We can't make an excuse. We can, we can make one. But, you know, John, 3 John, what is it? 1 John, 3rd and the 2nd verse say, Beloved, thou are we the sons of God, and doeth not yet appear that we shall be? What is that at? I lost track of the
What scripture are you trying to find?
But nevertheless, when you was talking about God, you know, he we don't have to be struggling all the time, because the scripture, I was trying to get it while you was doing, over there in John, it was telling us about, Beloved, I wish you that thou might prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. So that let me know today that God don't intend for us to struggle.
Oh, no, no.
In that way. And when you were saying that, trying to get the scripture.
Oh,
and
no.
And that God will want us, he want us all. It's a balance to this thing.
It's just like anything else that we do. When we do it as unto the Lord, the word of God simply tells us this. It says the blessings of the Lord maketh rich, and they add no sorrow. Now, if we're trying to make it happen, it's going to be a sorrowful ride, because we speak about Jehovah being the Jireh, the provider. We speak about a man that he's given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. But now, if we don't use what he's given us, what are you simply saying, Bishop Townsend? We've got to commit our way unto the Lord. Minister Miller, go with me to the book of Psalms. And it's a current day thing too, because when we commit totally, now it's just like when you get ready to get that car or that house, you can tell them, they can ask you. They'll say, now, are you going to pay this note monthly? And you'll say, oh, yes, I will. But now watch this. They're not going to take your word for it.
You got to write it down.
You're going to have to sign the contract. And what does the contract signify? The contract signifies that I will be committed to paying this bill.
Exactly.
But when it comes to Jesus, we're not committed.
Uh-oh.
We'll make the excuse why we're in error. We'll make the excuse why we can't do what God said we could do.
Amen.
We'll make that excuse. But now, here's what God said. Amen. Now, when it comes to getting riches and glory, and when it comes to getting material things, we'll say that the cattle on the 1,000 hill belong to the Lord. But when it comes to living a life free of sin, we make all kind of excuses. We'll say, well, we ain't got there yet, but I'm still a work in progress. Be patient with me. God ain't through with me yet. Why don't you tell that to the people when you want their money? I'm going to be patient with you, giving your tithe and offering, because God ain't through with you yet.
Committed to the things.
Because you're committed more to the financial than you are the spiritual. Why don't we speak that authority into their life? Because we've become too superficial in our pleasing God. And God ain't pleased with that.
Amen.
But when we get back to being committed to the things of God, go with me, Minister Mitchell, to the book of Psalms 37.
I'm already there.
You're already there.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I want to start at verse number 3. Amen. Because, amen, what we're doing is in the body of Christ, amen, we're trusting in the elemental things of the physical. And we're not looking at the spiritual things that are already there. See, the finished product of who I am already exists. But if I continue to make the excuses, I'll be just like the man who had the potential. And his Lord knew what he was doing when he gave him what he gave him. And it doesn't matter what ecclesiastical title you hold. But if you continue to make the excuse that you're not there, all you're doing, can I tell you what you're doing? You're producing more of just like yourself.
All right.
For children mimic their parents. If the daddy is hoish, guess what the sons be, Minister Mildred?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If the mama is hoish, guess what the daughters be? It's the same thing in our spiritual house. The very element of what we allow God to use us by is going to determine the same like nature of what we help produce. Moses was devoted to the things of God, and what did God tell Joshua? He said, Moses, my servant, is dead now. But as I was with him, so shall I be with you. Praise be to God. Coming from Psalms 37. Starting at verse number 3, what does it say?
Number 3 3 says, trust in the Lord and do good.
Trust in the Lord and do as you will.
No, it said do good.
Now, we got to understand, what does good mean? Good means keeping the commandments of the Lord. Not keeping the commandments of the organization, not keeping the commandments of the affiliation, not keeping the commandments of the sorority or the fraternity, keeping God's commandments. Trust in the Lord and do good, and what's going to happen?
So shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
Even though we might be coming into what's called one world dictatorship and one world rulership, just as God rained manna down from heaven for the children of Israel, God can do that same thing for us. But our limited belief in God keeps us from being what God said that we could be. Now, one thing about it, we talk about God can bless us with houses and land, but the truth of the matter is we're giving people a license to go out and get more in debt.
Jesus.
Now, if the word of God says that if you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, I would much rather live a debt-free life than a debt-full life.
My Lord.
Praise be to God. Now, I do understand that God's got a system here, but that's the world set that system up. God didn't set that system up. He didn't set that system up.
Nope.
He didn't. He never intended for us to be bogged down. But when we trust in the worldly system, we will be. You know what? Some people say, well, you know what? Debt was here when I got here. It's going to be here after I leave. Well, so is Jesus Christ. Now, why don't we be, if I'm going to be indebted to anything, I would much rather be indebted to Jesus Christ than a world system. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Number 4 says, what, Minister Mildred?
Delight thyself also in the Lord.
Delight thyself also in Bishop Townsend.
In the Lord.
Wait a minute. Shouldn't you delight in me? I'm your pastor.
Mm-mm.
Huh? Shouldn't you? I'm your pastor. Delight yourself in me. No.
Delight yourself. In the Lord.
In the Lord.
Amen. If only they can do that.
And then what's going to happen?
You got to trust in them also.
No, after it says, delight thyself in the Lord, number 4 says what?
Trust also in him.
No. Number four. Delight thyself in the Lord.
And he shall give thee the desires of your heart.
God will give you the desires of your heart. But many of us don't even understand what the desires of our heart is. While you're thinking about the Cadillac, while you're thinking about the home, your soul might be in jeopardy. Your children's soul might be in jeopardy. Amen. And wouldn't you much rather see that son that's out there on drugs brought in into the household of faith more so than that house you want?
Come on now. You're making it.
More so than that car you want?
Oh, Jesus.
Huh? More so than the condominium or the trip that you want to go to? Wouldn't you much rather be concerned about the person's soul? Because the blessings of the Lord maketh rich. And at the right time,
you're gonna get
the blade of grass don't have to struggle to come forth. It's already ordained.
Oh, yes.
You see, what's happening is that we're getting caught up in the hoopla and rhetoric of the mega churches and the mega ministries. And so they're telling us that you can have. But now, here's the thing about it. While they got it, they got all that they got from the people. And the people have fed into their pockets so until now they can take the money which you've given to them. And now I can make that book deal. Now I can create that business because you fed into everything that I wanted. You've taken my vision and you've helped me to prosper in my vision. And so now that I've wrote my vision and made it plain, you've been a part of my plan all along. But ain't it strange that I tell you about the vision, but your vision never comes to part?
My Lord.
Because you ain't trusting in the Lord. You're trusting in Bishop Townsend. And as long as you trust in Bishop Townsend, my dreams are going to be fulfilled. My visions are going to be accomplished. I know it's tight, but it's right.
Yeah.
And I've got to bring it back to what God wanted. Here's what he wants us to do in verse number 5, Minister Mildred. What does he say?
Commit thy way unto the Lord.
Commit thy way unto Bishop Townsend. You got quiet on me. What happened?
No, because I don't see that in my world.
That's not there?
It's not there, Bishop.
Don't commit your way to Bishop Townsend?
No.
You don't honor the man of God. You honor the God that's in the man.
Hallelujah. In the woman.
That's what we do. Amen. That's what we've gone astray at.
Amen.
This is what pimpistry versus ministry is all about. We're committing our way unto the pastor and the leaders, and that's where we're getting into idolatry.
Say it, Bishop.
We're getting into idolatry when we start doing that. Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. When it gets to the point where my actions are dogmatic towards you, when my preaching and teaching is to indoctrinate you and to captivate your mind, something is wrong. That is not the will of God. As a matter of fact, the Bible tells us in the book of Corinthians, Minister Mildred, Corinthians, I believe, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says, go there for me. Because see, ain't nowhere in the world that you can be a servant of God and not really have the love of God in your heart.
1 Corinthians?
Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if you will. See, this thing ain't done forcefully. It's not done through manipulation. This thing is not done through trying to psychologically manipulate God's people. He said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Amen. Not to manipulate you and to control you and to make you feel as though that if you don't do what Bishop Townsend say, then you know what? You going to hell.
No.
And then when you oppose me, when you say, Pastor, that ain't right, next thing I want to do is tell you, touch my anointed and do my prophet no harm. But little to my fact do I know you very well could be God's anointed. You very well could be God's prophet that I'm doing some harm to.
Amen.
It's a two-way street.
Yes, it is, Bishop.
What does it say in verse number, chapter number 13, starting in verse number 1?
Though I speak with the tongue. Though I
holla bashata. Though I do that. Though I he come in a car and leave in a cab.
Yes, Lord.
Though I speak
with the tongues of men and of angels.
Though I speak to my Spanish brothers, como esta, muy bien, gracias y tú, mi hermanos, mi hermana.
Uh-huh.
To my Arabic brothers, bashuf akbadin.
Yes.
Shu ismak Farouk Mohammed.
Yes, Lord.
Though I speak with the tongues of men. Buongiorno. Huh? All of that good stuff. I speak with the tongues of men. And what else?
And have not charity.
I don't have the agape. I'm functioning in an ecclesiastical position, but I'm psychologically manipulating you. I'm diverting your mind from giving your full attention to Christ and making it all about me.
All right.
See, you can do all of these things and still not be functioning in the love of God. What does that mean? I can't do it unless I'm committed to Christ.
Now.
See, commitment is a thing. It's just like in my marriage, if I'm committed to my wife, I will not make the excuse that, you know what, my hormones are just messing up. It's a man thing. If she's committed to me, I don't care if I'm not able to function sexually. She's still going to love me because the agape transcends the physiological. Can I just tell the truth?
All right.
Though I have all of those things and have not charity, what's happening, Minister Mildred?
I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal.
Number 2 says what?
And though I have the gift of prophecy.
Okay, so I got the $50 line, I got the $100 line, and look, I can tell you some things too. Because what I've done is I've made myself a spiritual prostitute, and I'm channeling spirits, familiar spirits, that are able to come and give me the information that I need to tell you about all the secret things that you thought nobody else knew about. And what else, Minister Mildred?
And understand all the mysteries.
Uh-huh, and what else?
And all knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Though I have all faith.
Look, I can speak faith and raise the dead. I can cleanse the leper and all of these things because gifts and callings are without repentance, baby. You can do these things. Let me tell you something. If you practice something long enough, you can get good at it. That's why Paul made this thing perfect. Without the commitment to Jesus Christ, we can do these things, but God ain't getting the glory. You see, that's the reason why. When they saw the apostles casting out devils, they wanted to copycat it. As we got going on now, everybody ain't called the pastor. Everybody ain't called to minister. Everybody ain't called. It has become a prestigious thing now. When I go on Facebook, I see so many apostles and bishops and things, and they have not went through any type of ordination process.
Amen.
They just called themselves that thing. Like them seven sons of Sceva, they called themselves exorcists, took upon themselves to exorcise. And they were not commissioned by Christ. Why? Because they did not have the love of God, for number one. And then what else, Minister Mildred? I got it. I want 30 seconds.
And though I have all faith so that I can remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Hey, y'all got to go. In Jesus' name. Minister Mildred, we'll be back again next week to finish this up. God bless you in Jesus' name.
and for holiness.
Praise the Lord. We pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you. And if it has, you can correspond with us by simply writing us at
111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi, 39120. That is 111 Cloverdale Road,